Colored Strings.
Hey, Nick, it's Tom. How are you?
Hey, Tom, what's going on, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm keeping out of trouble. How you doing?
I know. It's early. We can't get into too much trouble just yet.
No. We literally got in at 10 o'clock, so we're only here a little bit. Well, we set up beforehand, though, but we don't officially open until 10. So I'm only in like 20 minutes, man, so you caught me bright and early.
There we go. Well, I hope you didn't watch that Michigan game because, man, it's getting ugly. Getting ugly in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I'll say. So Jimmy just said he's got a hold on the 413.
The 413? Okay.
The 413. Yeah, I didn't want to mention anything, Dito, but yeah, Michigan had a tough weekend this weekend, man. What happened?
Man, I didn't actually get a chance to watch it because I was at a family wedding. But man,
oh man. So you're a family man now, brother. There goes all your sports, man. You're like me now. See,
I know.
You're following in my footprints, man.
We're flipping roles. You're getting more time to watch football. I'm losing it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'm not unhappy about it either. Let me tell you. I'm loving life as of lately, man. I'm not going to kill you. But listen, I paid my dues, brother.
I know.
My whole life on hold. Almost two decades I put my life on hold. It's brutal. Yeah.
That's what I'm in the thick of. I just realized that. Even yesterday, no NFL. I went to the local. There was a farm, just outside of town that we did, the hay ride and the.
Okay.
I mean, they had everything imaginable for the kids. So literally from about 12:30 to 4:30, that's where I was. So all NFL football, out the window.
Dude, that was me. But at least you're lucky because where you're going, you're in the area. I told you my wife's family. All up north. I mean, not close to you because we already talked about this, though, but they're up in like Brewster, Wappingers Falls, Fishkill, any other. So we got to go pumpkin picking. I got to drive 3.5 hours to go pumpkin picking
with
the family.
To
drive 3.5 hours back. So I'm going for a 4-hour event. I'm driving 7 hours. I go, well, hey, wait a minute. And we did that all the time, brother. All the time. I love the time that we did it. I mean, it's nice now because my kids are bigger. They're doing their own thing. So I'm not going to lie to you, man. It's. When you finally get back to it, I know you can probably still watch it here and there, but when you finally get back to it, man, it has been so nice to be able to come home, put a game on, who's driving, okay, you're good, we'll see you, man. It's like, make myself dinner, the wife doesn't care. I'm like, oh, this is great. I'm like, oh, my God, I miss it, man. It's like so entertaining, especially the games have been going to my way, so it's like it's been – I don't know. I think the Lord's looking down on me. It's like, all right, this guy's done without for so long. We gotta give him a winning year, man.
You paid your dues.
Oh man, although I miss it. I'm not an NFL guy, so I was in the mall all day yesterday with the kids shopping because I got homecoming, so we got dresses and shoes, and that was my day yesterday. And then slogging through stores trying on dress. Oh, it's but I don't care about the NFL, and Penn State wasn't on, right? There was no college games I wanted to see, so I spent the day out with the kids, which is great. The malls are empty. I mean, everybody's home watching the game. Apparently, the Eagles played yesterday, so I don't know if they won or lost, but, I mean, the stores were empty, which is great. So thank God for that.
Perfect.
Yeah, it makes it great. Oh, yeah. I mean, because most people in our area want to go home and watch the Eagles. My area is big in Eagles, so I'm like, go ahead. You stay home. I'll be running out.
Penn State didn't play this weekend?
No, Penn State was off this weekend. We play Wisconsin next week.
Okay.
We got the Badgers next week.
That'll be a good game.
Yeah, it should be. If we could get through that, then we'll face Ohio State. So that's the nail biter. So.
Wow.
Upcoming. Yeah. They're. This is it, man. The next two, I think, is really going to let us know where we're at. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed. But you know what, though, I can't complain, man. They're 6-0. I mean, God forbid they dump both games. I mean, I can tell you, I had a hell of a ride, man. It was a great opening season for me. So I can't complain. I really can't.
Uh-huh.
I mean, being an Eagles fan, back in the day, like we were hoping for like an 8-8 season. So I'm like, okay, 8-8, we're good. I mean, they're 6-0, they dump two. I can't be upset.
Well,
I'm
and
happy.
with the new playoff format, I think too, you're still flirting with the playoff potentially.
Exactly. Okay. So I would say maybe this week coming or the following isn't necessarily a must win. So if they can win against Wisconsin. They can dump Ohio State, or if they lose to Wisconsin, hopefully they pull off the Hail Mary, they beat Ohio State. It's like we're still in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Yep.
Can't still too early to tell.
A lot of football to be played still.
Yeah. So we shall see though. So cool. All right, my man. So we got the hold on the 413. It's still early in the day. So if anything else happens, I'll let you know.
All right. Perfect. Sounds good, Nick. And packages should hit you at some point today as well on those princess cuts.
Yes. I figured they'd be in. Awesome. I appreciate it, Mr. Tom. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You got it, bud. Talk to you soon, pal.
Okay. Bye.